Hey, Project Big Screen listeners, you can find us every Monday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Stella Blue Coffee is more than just great coffee. It's coffee with a purpose. Introducing We Brew to Rescue, a nationwide campaign using proceeds from our new ready-to-drink cans to help fund 1,000 pet adoptions this year. Every can you crack open helps a real pet find a real home. Simple as that. Made with 100% Colombian coffee, each 11-ounce can delivers smooth, drinkable energy with a boost of protein. Available in espresso cafe mocha and espresso sweet cream. Built for mornings, long days, and everything in between. Drink Stella Blue, fuel your day, and help save a pet's life. You can follow our progress in real time throughout the campaign by watching the adoption tracker on our site. Grab yours now at StellaBlueCoffee.com. Amazon and select retailers nationwide.
All right, welcome to the bracket, episode 76. Today we're doing a little debate of things, regular everyday things, activities, hobbies that we think we could be professionals in. This is a very much more personal bracket.
Yeah, so than how are we going to vote?
I think we vote based on if we believe that person could be a pro. So these are all options that one of us submitted.
All right.
I was trying to do it for like relatability as well.
You could do that.
No, I could do that.
I prefer doing it if we believe the person, because everyone has a pick involved here. Glenny, if you got one, you have one that you.
I still
got
to think of one.
Think on one and we'll add it in the play-in game when we get there.
Just what we think would be more use. No.
We're talking.
So we're looking at everyday things that we would be the top like 1% in.
We'd be professionals in.
Okay.
Yeah. And
this is hard for me.
So it's nothing for.
Yeah.
For a majority of people, and even then, I wouldn't
literally
be
all of us. You could even put talking and be like, "I'm not great."
Well, but you do that.
That's what I mean. I don't deserve to be a professional.
No. You wouldn't be the best at nothing. There are people who do nothing better than us, like people in comas. Like they would be the actual, professional athletes. But we do have a really good list. I'm very interested to see some people prove the things that they put up here. But before that, let's hear about our first sponsor, Factor.
All right, let's talk about Factor. Power up for the springtime with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal kit. Get nutritious, chef-prepared meals delivered straight to your door, leaving you the time and energy to tackle everything on your to-do list. With Factor, you can skip the trip to the grocery store and all the chopping, prepping, cleaning up too, and cleaning wooden chopping boards. That's maybe my least favorite thing. I wish I could just throw them in the dishwasher, but I can't, according to my girlfriend anyway. Anyway, they're fresh, never-frozen meals that are ready in just 2 minutes, so all you have to do is heat it up and enjoy. They have delicious flavor-packed meals to help you get everything that you need to live your life to the fullest. From keto to vegan and veggie, calorie-smart, protein-plus options on the menu every single week. With 34 chef-prepared, dietitian-approved weekly options, there's always something new to try. Enjoy something any time of day with breakfast options like egg bites, smoothies, and more. Get Factor and enjoy clean eating without the hassle. Simply choose your meals and enjoy fresh, flavor-packed meals delivered straight to your door, ready in 2 minutes, no prep, no mess. We just got our first sample of Factor meals before. Gave us a bunch of smoothies. They're absolutely awesome. The meals taste like they were legitimately just made. Like, and that's one of those things where like you throw anything in the microwave, you just assume, oh, it's going to have that sort of just microwave taste. But because it's all fresh made, it basically tastes like it just came out, like you just had it cooked. I had this garlic pasta thing with mushroom in it and the green beans. They were amazing. It's maybe my best meal I'd eaten all week. Even better than most any of the deals I ate at Disney in the last week. Anyway, head to factormeals.com/LCB50 and use code LCB50 to get 50% off your first box. That's a lot. That's probably the highest percentage discount we've ever had for any sponsor. 50% off your first box. That's code LCB50 at factormeals.com/LCB50 to get 50% off your first box at Factor.
Thanks to Factor. All right. Very first one, 5-seed masturbating fights. Prove it.
This one I was reluctant to even throw in because it is definitely just like
no way you'd be a pro.
So like, how would you?
Oh, I think.
Pro?
Why are you?
Would
good
it be
at
how
it?
Good you are at it or how fast?
I'm successful every time.
Yeah, but everyone
I
haven't
90. I got a couple guys, but like 99.
There's guys that are leagues ahead of you.
Well, I can do it so fast.
And people can go
can
like
do
20
it over
times
the fucking
a day.
Bathroom sink.
I think it's more about how many times a day you can do it.
How many times you can do it.
Oh, this is his. Run the numbers up, Clem.
Imagine like the
Start
moderator of Massive Tits and Ass.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Dude, that guy.
You know about Massive Tits and Ass? Subreddit?
Yeah. Oh.
There's a subreddit called Massive Tits and Ass?
Yeah, you should ease your way into
should
ass.
Should be the moderator.
Yeah. I'll check that out, shit.
Wait, Glenny, can you do me a favor? Can you just stand up and sit down real quick?
Why?
I just want to see how you get your leg like that. Oh, dude. Okay. So this weekend at F1, Elon Musk sat down and I was like, I've never seen someone sit like that. He sits exactly like that.
Yeah, fucking two alphas, bro.
But I just think that you
this
are
isn't too bad.
No, it's not. All right,
I gotta join the party.
I mean, Glenny, there's your talent. Sitting like that.
This is my new talent, yeah.
And actually, we all just did it pretty successfully. So
also, yeah, we're all good.
Not a sport.
It's not so bad.
It's not so bad.
Yeah, all right.
So bad. Back to jerking. And I don't think that you could be a pro because think about even like Rocco Siffredi. That dude busts like two times in a
minute.
Who
the fuck is Rocco?
Yeah, you know the best busters in the world. Yeah.
It took me a second. I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
To be honest, the ankle does start to go numb on me a little bit.
Yeah, I don't love it.
So you're factoring it all in. You're,
yeah,
so,
speed, volume.
Okay, like, I'm a quantity guy. I can put up numbies.
But like even when you're not horny?
Oh, I'll get my, yeah. Like even I'm so like I'll if a woman wants to have sex, I'll have sex no matter what. I don't care. I'm fine. Like even if I don't want to, I'll still have sex. Most of the time I've had sex, I don't want to have sex. And even
what percentage of the time have you?
We're not saying the word. Don't say the word.
Oh,
of sex.
Oh.
What percentage of fucking have you wanted to have?
Have I been into?
Yeah.
It's probably sub 10.
What?
John, have you ever considered you might be
gay? Hey,
okay.
Go straight for the R word.
I think I've said that if you count like the people that I've slept with where I liked them.
Oh, okay.
It's a small number.
Oh, that's totally different.
It's a small number. Mm. But I would include myself in that situation. I don't like myself. So even when I masturbate, I'm not really loving my partner.
You factor in all of it, speed from start to finish, volume, the amount that comes out, and the speed of repetition.
Is that how the scoring system would work?
I think so, yeah. It has to be multiple levels.
Again, I'm a volume shooter.
Are you still the same volume you were? I jerked off way more when I was a teenager.
Well,
Tommy, stop it. Jerking off. Stop.
It's definitely gone down.
Yeah.
It goes in waves. In fact, it's when, you know, when you're feeling good. I've actually put forth the argument that I don't think happy people come.
It's a depressing man's game.
When I'm in a good mood, come, you know, I'm like hockey, football, whatever, basketball, all the winter sports. I take the summers off. I don't really masturbate all that often in the summer.
You don't jerk off in heat?
I got a lot of vitamin D.
Masturbating's like chai tea for me. When I'm having chai tea, I'm jerking off.
I don't know. I think there are people that would be professional way above you.
Dude, if you put me in a fucking, you said depressed man's game. You put me in a bit of a funk on a dreary November afternoon, a Saturday afternoon, I'll hit double digits.
That's when your load takes a big hit. It's going to be a smaller load.
Yeah. Yeah.
Other guys would be able to maintain a larger load.
Who's this guy that you, Rocco?
Rocco Siffredi.
Who is he?
Who is that?
People know. You people
is he a porn
know.
Guy?
Is he the porn
guy.
Star?
He's a porn guy.
Yeah. I think we're talking about the same person, but I thought his name was like Stiffadelli or something like that.
Some guinea shit. I don't know.
Hey!
He's coming.
Hey! What a podcast!
Jesus.
He's fucking in. He's
you
coming.
Think a porn
quick.
Star's actual last name is Stiffadilly?
if you look up the name, I guess I've never really looked at it that closely. I see it. A lot of consonants.
Okay. Mm. Okay.
Yeah, go figure. You know what I'm talking about?
Hard G. Jesus. I have to cut.
I have the Italian pass. Well, I am Italian.
Yes, you do, really Jack nice. Kennedy.
masturbating is going up against one of Tommy's. Tommy, you're the 12 seed. Remembering obscure dates of your life.
Yep. Yep.
Well, I don't have
some
that.
Examples.
Tommy's is autism.
Yeah. I don't know. What do you want to know?
Well, you know the. I don't know obscure
you're
events
saying,
of your life.
All right, when, sure. June 23rd to June 25th, 2009 was a Camelback Beach trip where the Yankees played the Braves. Michael Jackson died, I believe, on the 25th.
Okay, but that could
Yankees
be.
Turned their
these are like let me give, events. Let me give you something.
Yeah.
August 2016.
August 2016, that was heading into my junior
that's
year.
Easy.
I mean, like, but that's, you're not going to.
Give me an event, an obscure event that happened in August.
But it's specific things to me.
What'd you do
you
on
just
your
just remembering your life.
But it was more like you have to do.
So you could go pro in being you.
No, I'm saying more you could give me an event and I'd give you the date rather than vice versa.
Okay.
Date we get hired.
September 16th, 2016 was the day we had our intern interviews. Right.
Yep. What'd you do on your 13th birthday?
13th birthday, April 20. So I'm not sure about the actual, but I know May So Alex Rodriguez returned against the Yankees, Orioles. We saw Wolverine. It wasn't April 29th. I want to say it was like May 4th, maybe. CC Sabathia threw a complete game shutout against the Orioles.
Do you remember Hurricane Sandy?
Yeah, that was October 29th, 2012.
Your first call him mommy.
September of 2019. I want to say September 16th, 2019 comes to mind.
That's right.
More impressive.
November 15th, 2018 was a Fox News interview. Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm not 100%, but I'm probably top.
All right. I've seen you do this, but it's very impressive.
Yeah. You can't give me necessarily September 3rd, 20. Oh, actually, it might have been September 3rd, 2019. Might have been the call up. It was right after, somewhere around there, early. But you can't give me like September 29th, 2017. I could definitely give you the date. It's more like if you give me an event, I could probably give the date.
I'm very.
That makes sense.
For the day you started drinking.
September 3rd, 2019.
September 3rd, 2019? Oh, okay.
Virginity loss.
April 18th, 2015.
What about the day Waka Flocka was in the office and you pretended like you knew him?
Oh, so that was, I want to say, February 26, 2020, somewhere right around that range. I'm not positive, but.
Yeah, he's right.
Let's see.
It's like my first week.
Right before COVID.
Yeah, damn.
All right. What was it?
I know. I'm just saying, if I trust you were right on it. I didn't know how to find it. So what do we believe more? Do we believe that Tommy could go pro in remembering?
Nice, unless you come right now.
Wait, or fights being a professional master.
No bust. We'll time it.
Actually, you know, want to know what? I'm gonna argue against myself right now. There was a time I was in high school and we had a trip, like a class trip. We went to Spain and we like got drunk and we were staying in hotels and me and a buddy got drunk with two girls. And we were playing, not Spin the Bottle, Kings. And I lost and I had to get completely naked. And I had to jerk off in the bathroom while I got completely naked. And I could not perform.
You couldn't do it.
I was a virgin at the time, too. So I was like...
rearing to go.
I think of it as I was more intimidated.
Yeah.
But it wasn't I was trying to jerk off. I was trying to get hard so I could hang a hat on my dick and walk out and have a little bit of decency left. And yeah. I couldn't get hard, so I had to walk out with a soft dick.
You went a school trip to Spain?
Huh?
You had a school trip to Spain?
It was like we lived there for like a month and a half or something like that. I was a junior. We were taking college classes.
I think the coolest trip I did was Atlantis Marine World. You had a good. You have spread better.
I had a Disney World. It was my senior trip in high school.
Jesus Christ, what the fuck? Man.
It's fucking Long Island, huh?
We'll start with you, Fights. Do you think that you'd be better going pro at masturbating or Tommy at remembering obscure events in his own life?
Tommy.
One for Tommy. KB? Yeah.
Tommy.
I think Tommy would be better than all of us at knowing Tommy.
Yeah, they sound like the,
Tommy.
Are these just like the best moments of your life? Or are there some
I mean, there's ones? Some yeah, there's some random ones like Camel Beach. Well, I don't know why that one sticks to mind.
So did you have your first empanada?
Yeah, that I don't know.
What was A-Rod's last game? What date?
August 13th, 2016. Or no, it was August 2016. I think it was August, maybe 27th.
I think it was right. I was at that game, and it wasn't the late summer. I remember that much.
Yeah.
I thought it was like the first week of August.
No.
Huh. That was quick.
Clemmer.
Oh, I think Tommy would be better than Fights. We would have a better chance of going pro.
August 13th, 2016. I believe that was the first one.
Wow.
Better chance of going pro. I mean, you don't have to be the best.
That was the first one. I mean, that's incredible.
What?
That was the first number I said, August 13th, 2016.
I'll go Tommy. Right.
You're going pro.
I'll go
LeBron's not shocked every time he dunks the ball.
Yeah, fair. Yeah, me.
Yep. I'll go Tommy.
Tommy going to move on. Next up, we have one of Nick's picks. Mm. Nick's many picks. Oh, I got knocked out my thing. It was your listening technique. You want to explain that?
Oh, yeah. I'll be able to convince people that I'm listening to their conversation just by, yeah, no way.
Yeah.
No way.
Fuck, yeah.
Yeah. But you say it in a specific
I was
way.
Thinking of a more general thing of like what everybody would agree that they could go pro in. Mm. And so I was walking around. I was on the phone with my mom. No idea what she was talking about. Probably something fucking annoying. And I was just like, yeah. No way.
Yeah, I mean,
I feel like you've hit me with some no way.
You definitely have.
Mine's oh really, but
yeah.
Like, oh,
yeah.
Really?
I think O'Reilly's better than no way implies they said something outlandish.
Yeah.
But like if you're it's a one-on-one setting and you're like telling me something, I'd assume it's like a story you want me to say no way to.
Yeah.
I usually do the oh yeah or something like that.
Yeah, everyone has their one. I was thinking the same thing.
God. Groups saw me.
Oh my god.
God, we looked each other right in the eyes like,
oh my god.
Love it.
I'm never going to tell a story again.
That's going up against number 13 seed. This is one of, you'll know who it is when you hear it. Losing in a 4-3 embarrassment to Princeton's Jordan Laster at the Simonson Open.
Who submitted that? That was my best loss ever. And it wasn't the Simonson, it was a Navy Classic.
It's not what the internet said to me.
Jordan Laster?
Yeah.
Yeah, Navy Classic.
Well, how was that your best loss?
Well, I mean, not best. I got hit with a stalling call with like 5 seconds left to send it to overtime.
You know, with a stalling call?
Yeah.
How were you stalling?
I was backing away from him. I was afraid of him.
I think it makes it not a good loss.
Did you argue the call?
What?
Did you argue
the call? It was my most devastating loss.
Yeah.
Why? What made it devastating?
He was like if I got that win, like I would be cemented as like a decent 141 pounder in the country, and I needed that win, and I lost.
That's brutal. So let's start out with Tommy. Nick's listening thing going, well, is it no way?
Yeah.
He's good at it because I always thought he just cared.
I'm picturing Nick hit me with that. Like, I'm picturing us like sitting by our desk and him maybe look. And in retrospect, maybe he's looking at his phone sometimes and he looks up and he gives a no way. And it's like, oh, well, he must be listening if he said no way. So he's fucking good at that. Okay, with Nick.
Dude, if you get through a conversation, don't consume, like, you don't register a single thing the person said. And at the end, they're just like, thanks, man. I needed that. And you're lucky I wasn't listening because I'll just tell everybody. One way or the other.
So I'm assuming you're voting for yourself.
I'll go for me here.
Clemmer?
Yeah, I mean, the competition is...
Who's better, Nick at pretending to be paying attention to conversations or KB at losing to John Laster?
He was damn good at that.
He did. I mean,
in the side,
I would say KB's 100% at losing to John Lasseter.
Jordan.
Yeah, there are other people who are talented in Nick's field. There's only one in KB's field.
I guess for that.
No, a lot of people probably lost to this kid, right?
Oh.
True. But not that score. You said a score.
Yeah.
He said specific.
4-3.
4-3 in a specific.
What happened today, though? Like, maybe this guy got in a car accident. He has one leg. We don't know what happened to this gentleman.
How's John Laster doing? Or yeah. Jordan Laster.
I don't know.
What the fuck are you talking about? What do you mean?
Like, the question is, could he go pro at losing to Jordan
Laster?
Oh, but I think I would still lose to him.
We don't know what Jordan Laster's situation is now. It makes it a much more difficult question to answer, does it not?
I forgot how
probably fight you.
I didn't submit this.
Clemmer, thanks.
To give you a follow up, he works in acquisitions at Goldman Sachs.
Whoa!
Really? At Princeton, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh wow!
Holy shit!
Doing pretty good.
I think this guy's beating a lot of people. This guy's beat a lot of people at life. It sounds like so. I got to go with Nick's.
Gonna go with Nick.
Is he sexy? Yeah. Is he handsome?
He's pretty handsome from what I saw.
He's black. Skin.
I don't know what.
I've,
oh, so yeah.
So yeah.
Glenny.
I'm so confused right now.
Handsome ass dude.
So who is? Who do you think?
What was my response supposed to be to that?
I was trying to catch you, and you got me.
Who do you think could go pro?
I'm going to go with this.
I submitted my own though.
Oh, well, yeah, you also have no one, but I had to add that into the play-in game. To be fair, because you gave it to me 2 seconds before we started.
Yeah, don't worry. That's fine. Yeah, Nick wins this.
You're going with Nick as well.
Yeah.
I just think Nick is definitely in a more competitive field. I think there are. There's easier opportunities. Nick's trying to go pro in baseball, whereas KB's trying to go pro in billiards.
And or said wrestling.
We've also equally applied.
There are too many wrestlers. There's less billiards players of the real thing. I'm gonna throw KB a bone. I think KB might have
you.
That was nice. The next one, and I need to see this one physically. The 8 seed, making myself compact.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my God. I did not expect it.
Oh, this is the best day ever.
Wait. Let the cameras get. We have a good camera angle, Gooch. What do you think?
Get the screen. Can you use that box? Can you use that square to get?
Yes.
Square.
Yes.
All right, so no way.
6 foot two.
6'2".
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, he is.
Well, he's taller than I am.
Yeah. Back down.
That's crazy. I would have guessed Comer was 5'9".
No, that's good.
Full squad.
You could say like that for hours.
Wow.
He's small. Look at the TV.
Can
look
you
small
do,
he is.
Can you wait, do the rest of the
so tiny.
Do the rest of the do the rest of the podcast like that for
oh
your
my
seat.
God.
Wait, I mean everyone has to try that.
No, not a chance in a million years I could do that.
There's no chance.
You just got down
do
so quick.
Yeah, I couldn't do that in a crazy. Trillion years.
If yeah. if you can do that the rest of the episode, I'll vote for you every round.
You sink into the cushions.
But get on the floor and move the mic. Move the mic. The
you could do, but you said you could do that for hours.
Yeah.
Have you?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I have absolutely.
Why? Where?
Why?
Did you used to be a gargoyle?
You know, what were you doing? Would you ever be in that position?
When I did it.
Did you? Were you luggage?
It's just what do you mean? What do you mean naturally?
Like
sitting
I,
in front.
I
of
did it. I did it like I would just watch TV like that as a little kid.
Not like that.
Yeah. Not quite that. Oh, I'll show you. Like a lot like this.
Oh, dude! No way!
Yeah. Dude, my parents be like, "What the fuck are you doing?" And I'm like, "I'm just like, well, I didn't even know what I was doing. I'm just watching TV. I don't know." So, and I've never lost the ability to do that. It's been my entire life.
It's a literal gargoyle pose.
Is it comfortable for you?
Oh, it feels fine. It's hard on a cushion. It has to be a flat surface.
Have you ever tried like getting into boxes or contortion or?
It
could be pro.
Like in high school and stuff, I would like you know fit myself into small spaces to fuck around.
What your could legs, you get you're, into? Could you get in that box?
Yeah.
Too wide. You're too wide.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't even. I.
it's hard.
It's I can't get past here.
With my feet flat, no way.
No, you can't. You have to be flat.
Oh, I mean, can't. No,
your butt's not low enough. His butt's.
Oh,
like
look at Clever. He is so down. Oh my god.
Tommy's pretty close. I gotta say.
Yeah, also, I mean, Tommy, you got some like childbirthing hips.
Yeah,
you come out wide.
Yeah,
Clever, can you do it looking at me? You're like as
yeah. He's so compact.
Head, okay, that's what's impressive.
Tommy,
dimensional.
Do you have an ass on you, Tommy?
I have just childbirth.
Is his hips?
He has wide hips and a flat ass.
Which I can't. Oh my god!
What was that plop?
Everybody always be like, "Oh, Tommy, you got some hips on you." At first, I was like, "Fuck yeah!" And then I was like, "That's not a not for a man." For a while, I was like, "What's your best quality?" It's like, "Well, my hips. I'm childbirthing hips."
So, getting compact is the 8 seed going up against the number 9 seed. Good luck in this one. Being treated by dog shit like dog shit by service employees and still giving a big tip.
Yeah, that's
from Nick.
Yeah,
that's like, he's good at that.
I'm damn good at that. I have awful. I don't know what it is about me. I get taken advantage of often. They're just like, I can be mean to this guy. You could tell immediately, and I'll tip like 25-30%.
Yeah,
you got some line cook vibes.
I approach this in a similar fashion to how Nick did, where I was thinking more universal things.
Yeah,
and so far I'm very much with Nick on his too. I think mm-hmm. they're two very good ones. I think we already know what's going to win this.
Yeah,
I think just a couple yep. fellas shooting the shit.
Wasting
now,
time.
On out.
There's more, trust me. But I think I also kind of want to include underneath that one, like getting a bad haircut and being like, oh, that's great.
Oh, yeah.
I think that should count under the banner.
Dude, barbers have the lowest stress job. They don't have to do well.
It's either.
I'll go back.
90% of people will say you did a great job, like an equal reaction. And then 10% will be like, you fucked up.
It's the best I've
ever. When they put the mirror
seen.
Back, perfect.
Yeah, I don't even look.
Crazy. We should talk to the barber.
Oh, I say the word perfect.
Yeah, that literally what I say. Perfect. Perfect. Mm-hmm.
They know. They know when they do that. None of us are looking.
Mm-hmm.
It would be impossible for me to even know unless you carved a swastika back there. I wouldn't notice anything.
Did you ever have a barber ask you if you like it squared or rounded?
Yes.
What the fuck does that mean?
No idea.
Oh yeah, that's a straightforward one though.
What is that?
What is the answer?
Just whatever you want. Is it?
I don't know.
I know what I want.
Back of the neck. I want it normal.
Both are normal.
All right.
But I think we can just skip the step from now on. Barber community is what I was.
Yeah.
I just go like, yep, that's the back of my head.
Or, I'll react like I'm getting proposed to with like the praying hands in front of my face. I love the haircut. And it's I'll go in the car and cry.
Can I tip? Can I tip now? When can I pay?
Take I do that. And will it ask for tip? Will it ask for the tip?
At the Providence Amtrak station, it is like they still have like the full COVID setup, like the big plastic thing. And like, I mean, it's just a convenience store. You just go in, you go get, I usually get a water and a beef jerky before the train or something like that. And the person never even takes out their headphones and they ring you up and it's obviously overpriced and it's like $20 and like $20 and they just flip over the iPad and it's like, that story is a million, you know, you tell it a million different ways and every time it's like, yeah, 25%. You bet. Yep. I just got my own water, my own beef jerky and you didn't even take headphones out, but sure, here's $3.
So Fights, you're going to start Clemmer going pro at getting compact. Or Nick being treated bad and tipping heavily anyway.
I'm insulted by the question. I mean, Nick, I agree with you wholeheartedly. It's one of the most amazing things I've ever seen.
Got so small.
Yeah.
You got to get your ass in a gumball machine.
Have you spinning down?
KB.
Yeah. Well, I need to see something. We'll get to it.
It wasn't even fun to like shove Clemmer in a locker. Like you just fit in there so perfectly in high school.
Glenny.
Clemmer, obviously.
Clemmer, obviously. Voting for yourself?
Yeah, I mean, I'm very good at getting compact.
It's going to get compact.
Nick.
Don't waste my time.
Clemmer.
Clean sweep for getting compact. Now we have the 1 versus the 16. The 1 seed is one of Nick's. He gave it to me very... It was the last one he submitted. I thought it's a good one.
This one I think everybody can relate to and just be like, I'm okay.
I can relate to it, and I don't think I'm good at it.
Okay.
Quickly correcting the angle when you get a little bit of dried cum in your pee hole, and you have to have two streams going on.
Oh.
Quickly correcting it so that the pee goes back
into
the toilet.
Oh, I'm so slow.
Oh, I'm quick.
It's everywhere.
No.
Wait a minute. What are we talking about here?
You have a little dried cum in your pee hole, and so you get the two streams. Yep. I'm good at like really correcting quick and getting the correct
my space.
What I thought
I've talked about
was...
this before, but I have my penis hole has like a little band in it where it like comes out like in two streams a lot. So I do this a lot.
What?
Band?
What?
Your penis laughing? Hole has a what?
What am I laughing
at? Is that a theory or something?
That's what I'm laughing at. Yeah. My penis hole has like
you have a fucking
fork in the road?
Nose?
Little fork in the road. His urethra is on that Walt Whitman shit. When I'm peeing, most of the time it's fine, but if I'm peeing with a boner, like I know it's tough for everyone, but for me it's going out in like so many different
You have
directions.
A band.
A band?
Not like Metallica.
No,
like,
I don't, the other one doesn't make sense either.
Like a little piece of skin. Like
you have
little...
like a uvula in your cock hole.
Like if this is my penis hole, there's just like a little pink string right there.
Like, is it a theory or it's a fact?
What?
Like, is it a theory or it's a fact?
It sounds like you're
not
sure.
Theory, it's there.
Is it like a little piece? I mean, you wouldn't know the answer to this, but like, is it a little?
I'd be borderline willing to take a picture if I could.
Yeah, I want to see it.
Does it go down the hole too?
No. It's horizontal.
Right,
but like
connecting on both sides.
Yeah, does it connect?
I think it's not as weird as you guys.
It's weird, Tommy.
That horizontal thing, that horizontal piece of skin or whatever it is, does it go all the way down the tube?
No, it goes across.
But it meets.
Does it go all the way down?
Of the. Oh no! Very, very thin. Very thin.
Okay. So you can play like a banjo.
Yeah, you could pluck it.
You pluck it.
It's like no, I don't fucking pluck it.
But could you?
It doesn't. It doesn't really affect my life at all unless I'm peeing with a.
Well, you tell the world about it on a podcast.
Why? Why is that? Why do you have that, Tommy? Shouldn't you get that?
It's like a thing. Like,
could you snip it off with scissors?
You could probably snip it off. Oh, not with scissors. But I'm sure if I want, like when I went to a urologist when I got my surprise prostate exam, he did mention that as a possible thing of why I could be peeing frequently urinating.
Why would that make you urinate?
That was my thought. I was like, well, that doesn't make sense.
You got a band.
I'm just picturing like a double barrel shotgun.
I bet there's a lot of people with it. I don't think it's that. It's really not that. It's not like I'm not a freak. I'm literally not a freak.
In this room, you're one for.
Yeah. One of.
It's not like you would. If you were looking at my penis, you wouldn't notice
it. We're one of seven right now.
Really?
You wouldn't notice it at all. If you were looking at my penis, the only way you would notice it is if you were holding my penis and you spread apart my penis hole to make it expand. But if you were sparing it, I'm not a freak. I'm not like a little dicky. I'm not a freak.
Oh my God. You're one of seven in this room.
Think it'll ever snap? Then you'll just have like a streamer?
Oh!
Are you looking for a picture of it?
No, I'm just looking on
like
Google.
Of a different person with it.
I've had this situation you talk about. It rarely ever happens to me. I don't, I don't often have the two stream.
Do you pee right after you get done coming?
Yeah, I clean really. The pipes right
I
after.
Was under I think the I assumption.
Just eat UTIs. I think I'm just like.
Okay.
Like I was recently, someone explained to me what a UTI was, and I was like, oh, I just get those all the time. Like, I'm like the UTI king. But the only reason I register or clock how how often, how not often it happens to me, is I was watching Me, Myself, and Irene when I was a kid with my friend's dad. And in the scene of Me, Myself, and Irene where he starts pissing everywhere right after he has sex, he was just like, he's like, you'll get this later. It happens to you.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, that was weird, man. And now whenever I always just piss normal, I think back to, I'm like, he didn't know what he was talking about. I piss normal almost all the time.
I guess that maybe it doesn't affect people with no penis band.
I thought it was the like a piece of underwear fabric or fuzz sticking to the cum and creating an obstacle. For
I definitely
piss.
Never knew it was dry cum.
Oh, is that what that is?
I thought that's what, I don't know.
I think it's if it just dries there.
I assumed it was cum blocking the way.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Just
it's going all crazy directions.
That could be. Yeah, that's probably it. Yeah.
All right, well, we have a big playing game to get to. My own pick, mansplaining movie trivia to
Mommy
girlfriend.
Can't find any other diagnosis.
I don't know what I don't know what to put for
always
band.
Been mummed. Yeah. I mean, maybe I could put that, having a band in my penis hole for a talent.
Yeah. Mm.
Well, there'd be no competition. You can't go pro if you're the only one.
A strap in penis hole? What is the... It's really not that weird.
Do it not sounds, look that up.
It sounds...
it no, sounds way weirder.
When you can't find a single example on the internet?
I just don't know what to search. Fucking you idiot.
Given urologists watching,
please. My urologist was utterly unconcerned. By
yeah,
it.
He also like borderline molested you.
Yeah, right.
You were like,
yeah. He had other things
old.
On his mind.
Yeah. You gave him a prostate exam at 12. I think you were there.
Oh,
for
I was
that
17, we 18.
You were underage, no?
I was 18, but it did happen before I lost my virginity.
Oh, that's right.
It was August of 2014.
Probably give us the date if we ask.
There's the date, yeah. All right, so for the chain game, mansplaining movie trivia to my girlfriend. That's me while watching movies.
Oh,
worst. Like, you would not believe.
I can picture.
Like, you know Viggo Mortensen broke his toe when he hit that helmet?
I love doing that.
It's the best.
Yes.
And I know she hates it every time, and I do it every time anyway. Knowing how people should sit in a restaurant, game, etc. Tommy had that one. There's important to have that guy.
What?
Knowing what?
The ideal seating arrangement for a group of people.
Yeah.
You're at dinner with like
this person
sit
next to this person. This person.
You don't like orchestrate.
Yeah, you
though.
Tell them where to
I will at times if I really feel like it'll, or like if I get there first, I'll take what seat I feel like is best.
I believe you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially for game, like a game, especially when it's
dinner, baseball, when you're on one row,
get away with it. But a baseball game or something where it's one row, you have to like use your brain there.
Yeah.
All right, set us up.
We're on a row at a game.
Yeah, left to right.
Okay. Let's think. I would probably put myself near the... well, no. I mean, if we're thinking aisle, are we thinking aisle?
Who's on the
I'm thinking
end.
You're all in one row. Right, so,
yeah, I would probably go second seat. I think we'd go probably Glennie.
Aisle seat, I get it.
Me. Glennie, me, Nick.
No, it'd be Clemmer would be next. The baseball guys would have to be in the same bit, I think.
Yeah, no, that's true, because I can't have Clemmer next to fights. So we'll do. Oh, you two would. Have
yeah, no, you're right. I get it. Yeah.
So maybe Glennie, me, Clemmer,
lovely time in Killington.
KB fights Ken Jack. Maybe.
Yeah, that's probably it.
I think that was the right way to do it. Yeah. I think that was right.
One more time.
I think I said Glennie, me, Clemmer, Nick, KB, fights Ken Jack.
That's correct.
I think that's correct. It's the right way to do it.
I can see that working. I'm a little offended why you think Clemmer and I couldn't speak to each other, but
there's just no way that would work.
We were in Vermont for a weekend
Clemmer
together.
And I actually, when we chew the fat, we have a nice little conversation.
Rank the six of us in terms of how much you could have a one-on-one combo with us.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I'll do it for you. Nick number one.
Yeah.
Tommy number two. Glennie number three. Ken Jack, I might be last.
If it's
a long winded one, then yeah, I'm last.
We did. Me and you did struggle at that bar when I was really high on an edible in Chicago.
Oh yeah, but that wasn't. We weren't struggling.
That was an.
You edible. Were being bizarre.
Yeah, well, I mean, it was. But it wasn't my fault.
Yeah,
you were drugged.
Yeah. I was drugged.
myself.
After that, another one of Tommy's, reading phone numbers aloud at a perfect pace.
Oh, yeah.
Wait. <that's a>
Yeah.
This is a good-ass skill.
Wait.
Yeah, hold on. I want to find like a...
Just look up like a Pizza Hut or something.
I'm
going to
look
nearby.
Up like a local Pizza Hut. This was a big skill on Barstool Radio. I think that's kind of where I honed it, where it'd be like 833-85. But that wasn't it. But hold on, let me find. I would have done it slow. Example. I'm thinking more like also when you're on the phone with a doctor or something and they need your phone number, they need to write it down, or you know, you're giving maybe your insurance number. I can't find a phone number.
Search Pizza Hut.
Pizza Hut. I wrote Pizza Hut number. All right, let me just look up on maps.
Yeah.
The fact that you can't find a pizza number makes me get like a little more.
Yeah. What are you so trying so hard?
All right, I got it. 212.
Wait, hold on.
Wait, what the hell?
You giving it to me?
Yeah, give it to Kyle.
All right. Oh, okay. Yeah,
the whole point
is
he's going to say it right down.
212-645-8645.
Oh,
too slow.
I'm thoroughly
awful.
That
was too awful.
I got bored half of it.
I was
slow.
Awful.
Awful.
Here, where's my phone?
You aren't that stupid, Tommy.
Fuck you. Yes, they are at
times. You
said
calling a doctor's office. That's what they do all day. That was way too slow.
Yeah, that was slow.
Bad job. You can't go.
I mean, but it would be different if you're. Yeah. That was me doing a doctor office.
Yeah, but they're writing in the computer. It's even faster for them.
You ready?
I'm ready.
718-585-1401.
That
was the perfect speed.
That's a little fast.
Yeah, because I had to be fast, but I still understood everything.
You got sunk. That was fast.
Tommy's wasting everyone's time.
I think, and you weren't musical about it at all.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I say reading numbers at a musical pace? No, I said
there's
at
a
the fucking perfect.
Flow to it. Yeah. If you have a little.
No, Nick didn't pause between at the end of the four digits. There's that.
I'm not
pause.
Talking to somebody who's mentally challenged. They're numbers.
212-645.
Speeding up now.
86.
Yeah, you did speed up.
4-5.
Speed. You're
I was nervous. I'm fucking nervous.
Then you wouldn't be a pro in this. I'm sorry to say.
All right. I concede.
Well, it also does matter the number. Like, I'm looking at these numbers here, and I'm like, that's a beat right there.
Playing with disabled kids, KB.
Phrase that a little better.
I don't need no elaboration.
I did do it professionally.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I guess you did.
If you want to switch it out for head sliding, you can do that.
You're the best.
Slide on my head.
Like across a
long distances, yeah.
Oh, well,
I mean, we do have like
I've done it on this.
Okay.
It's going to hurt my head. It's not worth it. But take my word for it.
I believe you.
Acting like I knew the answer to the question after the answer is said.
That's me. Like on the dozen, when it's just like, it was John Stamos. fuck.
People do that.
Jaywalking from Clemmer.
Yeah, I'm really good at jaywalking. I move at a pretty good clip. I've never come close to getting hit. I zig, I zag.
Every time you cross in front of a car, people are reminded of that scene from Signs. Ominous children.
Well, what would happen if you got run over? You're like, you're already flat when you come back
up. You have the exact body type of the walking guy.
Yeah.
I thought you want.
I put this down for myself too. I put street crossing.
Yes.
Yeah,
whatever.
I'm exceptional.
I said it's my street vision is like LeBron's court.
I think I'm a little too quick across the street.
No such thing.
Letting waiters know who got what when they bring the food to the table.
Tell me. Yeah, I'm very good at that.
No, I did better than you in London. Indian restaurant, you were panicked.
I was not panicked.
Yes, and he was like this, and I was here. I was dictating, you were sitting
I don't remember this.
You were too busy, stuffing your fucking face.
No, people bring it over. It's like, he got that. It's like, you know, who got the penny vodka? Oh, that's him.
Why do you need to be in charge? Like, let the person who ordered it.
Why do you need to be in charge? Because that's just my skill. It's my talent.
Being bossy. You're telling people where to sit.
Making it
you're
easy.
You're telling people what food they're getting.
Yeah, you're tough.
I did add ordering appetizers too for the
you
table.
Did.
Oh, you sound horrible. You're a horrible person.
Reminds me, aren't you?
Bunny, I did that
better.
Too.
Bunny's better.
Say, this is Bunny.
Bunny is better.
I love order for the table.
You're the head of the Balls 11.
But you're not. That's not your thing at all.
Depends on the group.
Horrible order appetizer guy, dude.
I ordered the appetizer. You got to be one of the worst.
No, I was the appetizer.
You didn't even know what samosa.
I wanted the duck.
I feel like that's your job, though, right?
The first time the other day was fucking phenomenal.
They were great.
Yeah, they were really good.
So it wasn't my first time, Tommy.
So we had one.
That was so you're like the head of the Balls 11, right? Don't you do the ordering for them?
Yeah, I would like to do the ordering. I love to do the ordering when we're out and like traveling for work trips. I usually take that realm. I'm happy about that.
Ooh,
it's my favorite thing.
That's valuable.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah, Storm Chasers. That Glennie.
I'm head of the food committee on Sunday Conversation. Storm Chasers. We had Donnie.
Mm. Oh, yeah,
makes sense. I'm on that.
Fights had showering. You think you could be a professional shower?
I'm a very efficient shower.
Like you're talking pure speed, or
yeah, but it's like watching Trent do the army crawl, where it's not like rushed. It's not. It's just.
It's smooth.
It's smooth. Yeah. It's fast. It's
total time.
Do you wash your feet?
Feet are kind of, yeah, that would be a weekend activity.
Yeah.
But I bend down. There are plenty of white people who don't even bend down. I put in the effort. I bend down. Do I get there's the plenty of my white feet every time? What's up?
So there's plenty of white people.
So that's a big Twitter thing. Like black people likes to clown white. Black Twitter likes to clown white Twitter for.
Oh, we don't.
Don't wash.
We don't get the lower body.
And we also use the bar straight up. We don't use a rag.
Yeah, I'm a bar guy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't do that.
Use a washcloth?
I use a loofah.
Whoa. I use just like a body wash. I just rub it on my body.
Body wash, loofah.
That means you haven't showered clean in forever.
Yeah, I don't trust the body wash. You gotta use soap.
Soap?
Is there like...
it's not enough.
You have nothing scraping off the dead skin.
It is... My hands.
Oh, you do hands and body?
How abrasive are your hands that they can scrape off dead skin?
Why do I want to scrape off dead skin?
What showering is.
Body wash and hands... Is that working?
Like I'm a sexy girl.
That wouldn't feel right.
Yeah. I don't think you're showering right.
Yeah, I don't
think you should look into that.
What do I get? A loofah? Oh, or a washcloth?
What do I put on the washcloth?
That's a stalactite in your piss hole of just like
calcified skin.
Yeah, it's calcified. Well, I bet most people shower like I shower.
I think there's a good portion of them. They're showering incorrectly. They're not going to be pros. Like
Glenn, you've been awfully hush.
What?
Are you showering?
I'm a bar of soap guy.
Okay, I'm a bar of soap guy as well.
What's the fucking difference between that and body wash?
The body wash isn't enough.
I disagree.
I get grossed out by just the solo bar of soap.
Yeah, you're rubbing it back all over your body.
Yeah.
That's its whole problem.
Not rubbing it back. No. You know how soap disappears? You're rubbing new layers.
No, you're just rubbing this thing you've been rubbing on your body for
And it
months.
Is disgusting, like growing up thinking, it's our family bar of soap.
Yeah. We had one too.
How do you do the body wash? Like, just with your hands? How do you spread it?
Just pour it on my hands, and then I just rub it on
That's not very efficient. You're probably buying a lot of body wash.
Yeah, a lot of body
wash. Bad way to shower.
You got to get yourself a loofah.
Loofahs are my favorite.
But what do I put on the loofah?
Just a little bit of body wash. Mm. Oh, only need a little bit.
And then it stays in there forever.
And it'll sud up so well.
I'm going to buy myself a loofah tonight.
You could buy the pre-soaped loofahs.
What? Ooh, really?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
How many times are you reapplying the body wash?
Only one time.
I usually
one
do squirt. It once, yeah.
It really gets in there.
Every shower.
Yes.
Only once a shower.
I'll usually go twice. I go like
once or twice.
Down.
You got to get a loofah.
Yeah, I'm going to get a fucking loofah.
Learned something today. Fights, you had zoning out.
Yeah. I like the stereotypically when your girlfriend, significant other, parent, whoever might be like, so what are you thinking about? I'm never thinking about anything. I'm a robot. If I'm basically now, like I've gotten to the point where like if there's not a microphone in front of me, I am in complete standby mode.
Hibernation.
I think that's therapeutic.
Yeah, it's you could make the argument it's meditation.
I love it when I'm not thinking about anything.
Nothing or nothing.
It's hard.
I am completely. This isn't going to come as a shock as most people, but like I'm off.
Mine happens when I'm driving. I won't recall.
Oh yeah.
Like
yeah.
It's scary sometimes. Mm. 2 hour drive. I don't remember it.
Dude, how the fuck did I get here? Yeah, I'll sit on the couch at 6. I was just like wait, it's 2 a.m. I don't even know what I watched. Like I'm off. Off.
I'm guessing you're like me and you're not. That's not the case. I bet you're like, I'm never off. It's awful.
Yeah, I'm thinking always.
I will zone out, but I'm thinking of something when I zone out. Like if I'm talking to someone, if I zone out, it's like, oh, you're zoned out. It's like, I'm just thinking of another thing.
Right.
My phone's ruined my life because now I'm always trying to play some sort of word game.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so crossword, Wordle, like any of those.
Tommy,
I'm always doing something.
You had identifying rain from the inside.
Yeah, when you're inside and
oh my god,
is it raining out? I can tell if it's raining out
because you can hear it.
It's a mix. No, you can't always hear it.
I know what you're saying.
Is it raining out right now, Tom?
I get what you're saying. No.
Well, I'm not near a window. I'm saying.
Wait a minute. That's just looking.
God, we have eyeballs.
Wait, what?
When you're near a window, sometimes it'd be hard to tell if it's raining or not. I can tell.
I get it. So you're very good at that.
Yeah. Oh, see, I thought you had. Maybe I'm better at you than this. Just being in the build, in like not the, in here is a little different. I'll give you that, but there's a vibe to a rain day, and you can. It's not like, yo, my trick knee's acting up, but there's a vibe, And you're saying you need to actually physically see the rain.
I mean, if I can see, well, are we in a room with a window where like there's blinds down?
No, because even then you
can. There are. You can still see.
You say it's a dreary day.
Right. Right. No. Yeah. No. I need the window.
Okay. So you're not very good at this.
Yeah.
Kyle, what are you doing, man?
Non-sleep, deep relaxation. It works so well. It changed my life.
Non-sleep.
I can now fall asleep like that.
Do it right now. Could you fall asleep during this show?
I was getting there. Deep inhales.
Why are you doing it now?
It just relaxes me, too.
Just listening to Tommy
too
talk.
Too excited.
Zoning out. I think you're already better zoner out than Fights is.
Not
someone's fell asleep.
Not zoning out.
All right, and the last one, another Tommy one.
Oh, Jesus.
Being the navigator when someone else is driving.
Yeah, I'm very good at that.
Oh my god,
Tommy, you should go pro on being bad.
All
at
of your submissions are like the manly, authoritarian.
How is that
bossy? Yeah. Knowing if it's raining out is manly.
No, but look, ordering for the table, picking who sits where.
That's not
navigating manly. The group.
Yeah. No, I navigate. If I'm not a good driver, I don't drive. But if I was sitting front row, I give the instructions at a pace where it's not annoying, it's not a nuisance. Oh, but see, also, no one's ever going to be like, no one's ever going to be like, oh, where the fuck? You didn't tell me that turn. I'll give you a reminder. Hell, I might give you two reminders, and you're going to make sure you make that turn. Make sure that
just get a GPS.
I'm the worst at that.
GPSs are horrible.
I've gotten into
the joke horrible. Of my friend group for doing this. Like, it's bad because Apple Maps fucked me when we were that. When like, remember when Apple Maps just didn't work?
Yeah,
at all. That was the first time I navigated one of our friend's really big trips, and I just led us straight into a dead end. And I still to this literally day not hear the end of it.
We were driving back to West Virginia with a friend, and I was navigating, and we missed the first turn, and I just got sent back. Much like another figure.
All right, let's run through the options.
Say I'm the white Rosa Parks.
Yeah. Mansplaining movie trivia to my girlfriend, knowing how people should sit at a restaurant, reading phone numbers at a perfect pace, playing with disabled kids, acting like acting like I knew the answer to the question after the answer is said, jaywalking, letting waiters know who got what, showering, zoning out, identifying rain from the inside, being the navigator. Which one should come out of the chain game? Tommy.
Jesus. I'll go with, I'm going to vote for myself, obviously. I'll vote for myself group arrangement. I feel like I got put on the spot and I handled it pretty well.
Tommy, you are, it's your number one is being annoying. Like that's
what, yeah. Yeah, you're pro in that.
It's even the other word for all the qualities you're describing. I'm not even being mean. You're describing being annoying.
Yeah, yeah, I'm annoying.
Nick,
it's got to be you telling your girlfriend movie details.
Oh,
it's like there's no way your Chinese girlfriend cares.
Why the qualifier?
Oh, is she not?
She's not your girlfriend?
She is.
This?
But you know so much about movies, and she doesn't care, I'm sure.
No,
and
not at all.
All you do is torment her, and then you come into the office and be like, look what I did.
The fake lotto ticket was so funny.
She was so excited.
She got so pumped, she thought she won 10 grand. And I'm just recording her on a fake lotto ticket.
And you got that Ring camera to watch the cat, but you're just like, hey, you want to scream at my girlfriend? All right.
It was funny, wasn't it?
Did she ever try to get you?
Pretty much a one-way street.
Yeah, so you have to be, because I'm sure you have a factoid for every movie.
Yeah, it's bad.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's not even a factoid. It's just like, yeah, do you know this guy was also in this movie?
Yeah. Yeah.
Sure, it's not really about the movie, but Clemmer.
Can we do the combination where just Tommy's annoying? Is that on the table? Or?
Tommy being annoying, that could be the combo pick that wins this whole thing.
I mean,
compact Clemmer is going to be tough to beat.
Is that, if that's on the table, I would vote annoying Tommy.
Annoying Tommy? I could.
Tommy being annoying, I guess.
Yeah. I kind of like that.
Compact Clemmer sounds like a garbage pail kid. I need somebody to draw that so bad.
It really does.
Yeah.
Or like a type of car. Like, yeah, I just picked up a new Clemmer compact.
Yeah.
Plenty.
If we're being offered the option of annoying Tommy, I think we should all just definitely take annoying Tommy.
Sometime. All right. Laugh it up, everybody. Have fun. Have fun.
I like annoying Tommy.
Listen, all of my social deficits would go out the window when I would get on the floor with these kids with disabilities. I transformed, and I did do it professionally, but I will go with you explaining movies.
Explaining movies. Fights.
Am I the deal breaker here? Because it's annoying Tommy.
So it's either you're tied. Yeah, so you're annoying Tommy.
Oh, yeah, let's all do this thing. Let's do this one.
Well, it's annoying Tommy versus the one seed. Nick's thing where he corrects the cum angle or piss angle really
quick. Seed is that?
So that was the one.
What the fuck?
I just believe that you're that good at it after you explained it to me. So fights, Nick's cum thing or Tommy being annoying?
Get the upset here.
Do we have glue? Oh,
it was Tommy being annoying.
Have you ever been punched in the face?
No, shockingly.
I'm not that annoying.
You're about to upset a one seed.
Maybe.
Wait, what is? What is
Tommy
it?
Being annoying
the
versus
weakest Nick's one seed thing. Of all time?
Tommy being annoying over that.
Tommy being annoying.
I am happy to learn that Strike come in and know that, but I'm still going to go with Tommy being annoying.
What did you think it was?
I never even thought about it. I just thought it was a thing that happens. My brain never even thought, what could this be? I just figured it happens.
Clemmer.
Yeah, Tommy being annoying.
Tommy being annoying?
Yeah, he's the best.
Tommy being annoying?
Yeah, all right. Tommy being annoying. Ha 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 ha!
Yeah.
That's Tommy it. Being annoying.
An all example. Right.
What happens when you lock 18 coworkers in an office for 1 week to compete for $250,000 of cash? This is Surviving Barstool Season 5, presented by Rumble Premium. Each episode released 3 hours early, so get it ad-free before anyone else, only when you join Rumble Premium. Surviving Barstool premieres Sunday, August 9th at 5 p.m. on Rumble Premium, and everywhere else at 8 p.m.
On the other side, succeed another Tommy.
Oh, what's up?
Mental math.
Yeah,
dude.
Okay.
Nobody ever. You think so highly of
you. So highly.
It was literally a list of things you can do.
You're very good at it in the Barstool Sports office.
Is he? You put. You're
talking about going pro.
16 times 18.
Well, hold on. I'm not going to get it immediately, but I will get it.
280.
Wait, hold.
Oh, yeah.
I might be wrong.
No. It is 288. But I wasn't ready.
Neither was I. Who's going for
it? Give me another one. Give me and Clemmer another.
14 times 4.
56.
Yeah.
Sure.
17 times 3.
51.
He's good with the smaller ones when he gets double digits.
Pretty good. All right. 22 times 12.
264?
No. 242. Oh, sorry, 244.
That was slow, dude.
Yeah, it was slow.
Yeah, I got it wrong, though.
Clemmer. 264.
Oh, I was right.
Clemmer was right.
What I said!
Go pro. All right, whatever. I lose.
You suck.
I'm still up 3-2.
I wouldn't like Clemmer.
If we're doing the numbers, I'm up 3-2.
Holy shit. And that's going up against the... We have one Twitter input, one here from Wes. Is dropping your phone, but stopping with your foot before it hits the ground.
Oh, I suck at that. I'm kicking.
How are we supposed to judge how good Wes is at this?
I don't know how good
dropping
Wes is.
Dropping your phone, but what?
Stopping it with your foot before it hits the ground.
Who has ever done that?
I do it all the time.
Anyway. Your foot?
When it hits your foot and it doesn't hit the ground?
No. I don't like juggle it like a soccer ball. Like I minimize the impact speed by like...
I'll do that, but I think it makes things worse.
Like, no way.
Never. I don't drop my phone.
Made
ever.
It way better.
Yeah, neither do I. Phone is important. Like, phones are so special. Like, think about what we have in the phone. We didn't have this 20 years ago. This should be treated like.
No, because
terrible.
You could just go get another very easily.
True. I think this people should treat their phones with more respect.
When I drop my phone now, I don't even care if it's like shat. I'll go get another.
Bro, I broke this like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
It's already. I got it 2 weeks ago. It's already
case.
Shattered.
Go get another.
For you, KB.
Mm-hmm. Have a case.
Treat it with respect.
I lost my case on Storm Chasers. I haven't gotten a new one
yet. I don't like cases.
You just lost your case?
Storm Chasers. Like,
Otter boxes are the way to go. Otter
boxes.
Yeah. Protect you forever.
So obviously we can't judge how good Wes would be at it, but I do like his one because I do this all the time. Anytime.
One of my favorite names for a guy is Wes.
Great name.
That's a good one.
And also, Gooch, you agreed with this one too, right?
I did.
Yeah. So we'll do this a combo me Gooch one, I guess. So Tommy at Mental Math. Versus us catching our phone with our
catching the feet.
Yeah.
Fights.
Catching the phone with the foot.
Yeah.
Catching the phone with the foot. KB. Yeah. Easy. Glennie.
I don't know how to do the catch the phone thing, but Tommy was so bad at that. I got to go with the catch the phone thing.
Got to go with it.
Yeah. Lesser two evils here. Catching the phone.
Catching the phone.
Now, if this was if Clemmer decided his mental math was.
I mean, again, I'm still up in the series, but.
I'll go catching phone.
Catching phone.
I would be, if we did a real competition, I'd beat you. Yeah, catching phone, whatever. Okay, my life is over. Everything around me is crumbling. Yeah. People say 27, you have a psychotic break. I get it. I've been 27 for a week, and I understand why people have psychotic breaks.
three seed, and I believe that.
Laugh it up, though, everyone.
I believe that Clemmer is very good at this, stopping the gas right when you hit an even dollar. Right?
Yeah, the perfect pump.
I was trash.
Yeah, I think I'm pretty good at it. There's no way to test it here.
But... I have a take. It's very easy.
It's gotta be if everyone's so good at it.
I couldn't ever do it.
It's not super hard.
Your hand dexterity is the worst
awful,
in the world.
Awful.
Yeah. That's
is that hand dexterity.
Yeah, I can't anything do involving. I can't use keys.
What?
It took me so long to learn keys.
Learn
what about like writing.
Learn?
Can't write.
Can't hold a pen.
I have the same kind of problems. You have problems with what are they called? Like
anything.
Locks that have like a padlock, like the numbers,
possible.
Like on a locker.
Pill bottles and pop.
Oh, me too. Yeah, I think it's we have bad motor skills.
Yeah.
Never heard of that before.
Fine motor skills, yeah.
Yeah.
And then that's going against Fights 14, picking boogers.
Oh, wow.
Pretty well, look at the landmass. What the hell? It's like reaching into a fruit bowl.
Cornucopia.
We had Joey Diaz on today, and he was like, to Kevin, he's like, and you're Irish, right? And then he just didn't ask me. And I'm like, almost exclusively Irish. No, it's just But yeah, I'm pretty smooth with it. I'm not like one of the, I think the Seinfeld episode traumatized me as a kid when he gets caught with his finger in his nose.
Yeah.
And I've become like pretty quick with it.
It's the most convenient shit on earth. This having these,
yeah,
and it fits right there. Yeah. So convenient. And when you get one out, feels good.
And then I'm not one of those people who fucking wipes it on a tape. Like you never find it again.
Mm.
I can make it disappear like a body. Like it's.
You eat your boogers.
No, I don't eat them either. That's
a weirdo move.
In the river? What do you do?
Yeah, where do you put them?
I don't know. I flick it and it's just disappears.
Then you are doing what you said.
I'm so bad at flicking boogers. It'll just go. It'll be on the top of my finger. Then I'll go like this. And I'll be here. I can't flick boogers.
I can flick.
There's somebody in this office. I don't know who, but anytime I go to the urinal, they leave
somebody's
boogers.
Wiping doozies.
Oh. They leave boogers
doing
over
that?
The
that's
urinal.
Still?
Yes. Do you not see that every time you pee?
That's gross.
I only pee in the stall.
Annoying.
It's bizarre. I've been in the bathroom with Tommy a weird amount of time.
Only pee in the stall.
Everybody in the office thinks they have like, and I don't have the heart to break it to them, but everyone in the office is like, oh, Tommy in the bathroom again, and they all think we have a special thing. It's like I'm just in the bathroom all the time. I have a special thing with all of you. Like that's I just pee a lot. That's the gist. There's no like lunar cycle syncing us up.
So Tommy, Clemmer stopping the gas, riding the thing, or Fights picking boogers.
I just don't like Clemmer, so I'll choose Fights. Yeah.
Nick.
I don't think Clemmer's is that special.
Mm. Clemmer, stop me at 22. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22.
Yeah, fuck, you did it.
I couldn't even do it.
He
couldn't even play my role.
How did he just fucking do that?
There's a key. The key.
I voted for Clemmer. That was incredible.
1.5 before. That's always the key. You were 1.5.
That was the most incredible shit.
That was great.
He could have just kept going.
But he was
as I was saying 22, he stopped
you
me.
Also did the numbers wrong. You accidentally said 20.
I guess. Oh no, Clemmer knew.
I think that makes his job even harder.
Yeah, Clemmer, you did it. I'm voting Clemmer.
I don't know if it's possible, Gooch, but if you could put a counter on top of it to watch that happen live,
that was insane.
That was very, very
shit, that was awesome. Clemmer.
I think there might be some truth that maybe a lot of people are good at the perfect pump, and also there's no way for me to display it. I would like to see Fights pick his nose, but...
I don't have a booger right now.
All right.
I would show it to you.
I imagine I see Fights as a good nose picker. I'll buy that. I'll go with that.
Fights nose picking. Glenny.
I love picking boogers. I'm really happy for you that you rock at it, but that was pretty impressive.
Yeah.
You just put on a show. You're showing us, too.
Mm. Yeah.
For that reason, yeah, I'm in on Clemmer.
Fights?
I'm going Clemmer, too.
You with Clemmer, too?
Mutual respect there between the two of us.
Mm.
This is another one where it's going to have to be a show me options. The number 7 seed, Clemmer, making a fart noise with your mouth.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Now this is something I've spent years of my life practicing.
And nobody's ever tried this before.
No, but I think mine are unique.
I'm so ready to get my mind blown right now. Like, Clemmer has my full confidence.
This is going
to
be very underwhelming.
Between the compact.
There's no way you pull this off.
There's no way he gets a hat trick this month.
I said that about being compact. We all said that about being compact.
You were impressed by that?
Oh, my God. I was not impressed by that.
Holy shit.
I was very impressed.
Yeah, I was too.
I was expecting
something about it was unique. Yeah.
I've never heard.
You fucking idiot, showing. Tommy.
In high school, I would practice that whenever I was in a car by myself. Oh, every time a girl bent down in class, I would go.
that one was better.
It's really
funny. And the girls would get so upset. I'd be like, "Oh, what's wrong with you?"
Really laughing.
Really good.
God damn,
that was good. Right.
Put on a fucking wow. show right
oh
now.
My
it's gonna be the whole Final Four.
I can't breathe on that one. Oh fuck.
And that's going up against another really good fart one.
Doesn't matter.
That's Nick spreading your cheeks to make your farts perfectly silent.
Oh, that's
you know when you have like somebody standing over and you got to fart.
You do both or just one lean?
No, I lift one cheek. I'll just pull one cheek away.
Oh, yeah. Back pocket.
Yep.
Nick like, and I have been very much on the same.
Yeah, you and I. Similar men.
It sounds like a dying man's like death rattle. It's just like.
That's exactly what it's like. Yeah.
All right. So,
you're not hearing it. I don't have like a loose ass by any means.
Just to be clear.
Yeah.
So, fights. Clemmer's fart noise or Nick's fart technique?
I mean, it's the fart noise, man.
And it wasn't like a movie fart where cheeks flapping. That was a realistic fart.
Yeah. Wow. It's going to be Clemmer versus Clemmer in the finals.
Clemmer.
I'm going to dominate the Final Four. All Clemmer.
Oh, my God.
Out of the fart.
Tommy's so pissed.
Annoying Tommy over there.
Honestly, I hope my annoyingness can take down Clemmer. That's our only hope.
It's Clemmer, obviously, bro.
Shit, I couldn't breathe after that Clemmer.
Ooh, that was the weakest of them. Yeah. 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 Come on. Yeah, Clemmer, whatever.
Clemmer's fart noise. And then the number two seed, another Tommy one.
Sure, two seed.
Way to follow this one up. Good luck doing a toast and saying.
Oh, no. Of course.
And no. Saying what, Tommy?
Skip this.
What do you say, Tommy? Say it.
To a night we'll never forget or remember. Just a thing that I do.
At this point, I'm starting to blame the commissioner. How's Tommy?
That's a crazy two seed. I do that almost every night I go out with my friends. Never gets a laugh.
Going up against the 15 seed, a Clemmer one, knowing what non-cable network any 1990s show was on. And I believe you could do it.
Yeah, you name any show from the 90s. As long as it was on network TV, and I could tell you the network.
Test them. I don't have good options.
I can't even think.
Welcome back, Cotter.
It was the 70s, so I can't help you there.
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
It was NBC.
Okay, where's my phone?
It was on Monday nights, too. I can't always do the days. But
Family Matters?
Family Matters was on ABC. It was on Friday nights.
Home Improvement.
It was on ABC, mostly Tuesday nights, I believe. Maybe Wednesdays.
Ally McBeal.
That was on Fox.
Seventh Heaven.
That was on the. But that's not. You might have me there. That's.
Oh wait, you're saying the big cable networks.
No, big networks.
Yeah.
Not cable. So you could not have cable.
Gotcha.
Seventh Heaven. That was on WB.
Yeah,
I think you're right. Becker.
Becker was CBS. Ted Danson.
Dawson's.
That was on the WB as well.
King of the Hill.
That's on Fox.
Yeah.
X Files.
That's on Fox.
Buffy.
That's on WB.
Just Shoot Me.
That was on NBC.
That 70s show.
It was on Fox.
It's amazing.
Yeah, Clemmer.
Clemmer is who Tommy thinks he is.
You have to have that skill. Right. I mean, I catch it in the 90s, but yeah.
Oh, Tommy, you're...
Yeah, Clemmer wins. Just send it through. Come on. I'm withdrawing my own talent from the consideration.
We all Clemmer on this side.
Yeah, I withdraw. I didn't lose, I withdrew.
What an annoying thing to say.
My only hope to take down Clemmer is to keep being annoying.
Stell Blue Coffee's new can lattes are here. Crafted with 100% Colombian coffee, each can is a good source of protein and comes in two smooth flavors, espresso cafe mocha and espresso sweet cream. And whether you're braving your morning commute or chasing your pup, Stell Blue cans are for those always on the go and for those who care. Stella Blue is more than just great coffee. It's about giving back. I named the brand after my rescue dog, Stella, who inspired our mission to help more dogs find their forever homes. Every purchase supports animal rescue organizations. So when you drink Stella Blue, you're not just fueling your day, you're saving a dog's life. Try the new cans today, taste the difference, and make a difference. All new Stella Blue coffee can lattes now available at stellabluecoffee.com or subscribe on Amazon for 10% off.
So now we can run through our playoffs. The 4-seed Knicks fake listening technique versus Tommy remembering obscure moments in his life. Fights.
That's a listening technique right there.
Wait a minute. Klemmer may have a hole in his game. Black entertainment.
Oh, if you're going to beat.
not network TV.
Moesha.
That was on WB?
Yeah.
As long as it's network TV, it's fine.
Notice the hesitation.
Well, it's always tricky with WB and CW because it's like those. It was like those like the fifth and that. Sixth. Those are like the
dinosaurs.
Oh, that was on ABC.
In Living Color.
I was on Fox Sunday nights.
He was definitely in Living Color.
Yeah,
Carrick.
Yeah,
Sister Sister.
Oh shit, that might have been on two networks. I believe that switched. I believe it was on ABC, and it might have gone to one of the like WB, but I think it was on ABC. But I might be wrong. You might have me there.
Ooh, take a peek.
It might have. I want to say it might have split networks.
It was ABC, then the WB.
Jesus Christ!
I got chills.
God. So you're doing the listening fights?
Yeah, yeah.
Listening, Nick's listening. Technique.
Nick's listening versus Tommy's remembering some dates. Yeah. Nick's listening.
I'm not sending a single tweet or Instagram story about this whole episode. I don't want anyone watching.
Glenny.
Nick's listening.
Nick's listening.
Yeah. Nick's listening.
Nick's listening.
Yeah, I'll go for me here.
I would have voted for myself.
Nick's listening. Going to move on above that.
Yeah, but it's going to face a buzzsaw and the compact man. he's the human BB.
Klemmer being extremely compact.
Yep.
Or Tommy being annoying.
Oh,
Ooh.
Oh shit. I guess I'll vote for compact Klemmer.
Dude,
yeah.
It's compact Klemmer. Tommy is a fucking wagon, but I am more impressed.
What a shame.
My heart
that this
here. I'm more impressed with compact Klemmer.
Tommy?
Compact Klemmer.
Compact Klemmer.
Obviously.
I need to see you out like in the wild, just like you do a whole genre of video where you're just doing that in different places, seeing people react.
You should do it. You should do your own talent show.
Yeah, I guess. I didn't realize that these were that. Some of them, I mean, the compact thing, yeah, I didn't realize it was that special or that unique, I guess, until I really sat and thought about it. It took me a while to come up with this list. I got to see pretty late.
You got a great list, too.
We
got
to get you in something.
Yeah, we do have to get you
in the, like, that trash can. Like,
yeah. We could sneak him onto luggage and get him across the country.
To interrupt the show real quick, have you wondered what's been going on?
I don't know what's happening.
No, I have been wondering.
Like leftover merch.
Oh, yeah,
who it is?
Every once in a while, the vultures come out when they there's leftover merch, and then you know, whenever there's something free upstairs.
A homeless shelter we have in the office?
Yeah, basically. Much. And then the rest actually does go to a homeless shelter, I'm pretty sure. Are we just saying straight up?
What is it? What is it?
Annoying Tommy.
Annoying Tommy versus compact me? Oh, annoying Tommy.
Oh. Oh.
No one's better at him than that.
I consider Tommy one of my best friends here, and he's really fucking annoying me the last hour. I'm gonna go with annoying Tommy.
I'm having a bad show. I'm having a bad day. I'm having a
You're
bad
not even
day.
Doing annoying that well right now. You got the yips.
You're being bad at being annoying.
I got compact Klemmer.
So funny sounding compact Klemmer.
I think I gotta go compact Klemmer.
Compact Klemmer.
I'm just more used to annoying Tommy.
Mm. Yeah, right. Yeah, it's expected.
He grows on you.
What's that?
He grows on you.
He does grow on you.
Talking about yourself. About yeah.
All right. So compact.
Pretty annoying. Versus,
to go to the finals. Compact Klemmer versus Nick's listening thing. Do we even need to vote it?
Nope,
I feel compact like compact Klemmer's automatic. Yeah.
Are we about to have compact Klemmer against the Fardoys at the final?
It's gonna be tough.
I don't even know what's gonna happen.
Those are my two greatest skills. That would be. That would be something. I feel good about that.
But I mean, you knew what channel Moesha was on.
Yeah. Klemmer being able to stop gas directly on the number. Versus the
Glenny, you
like strike a chord with you, Glenn.
I'm a huge Klemmer fan.
I am too.
Who isn't? So Klemmer stopping gas directly on the number versus stopping the phone with your foot. I mean, the stopping, we have no proof of the phone thing. The stopping the number was just.
Stopping the number is not that great, but yeah.
Yeah. Well, you can still vote on it.
Wait, do it. Stop Kyle at 28.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27.
Stop!
As I said, 8. Yeah, yeah, he's good.
That was even better than before because there's always something to do on the gas station, too.
That was perfect. I was so nervous while he was counting. I was like, fuck, is he going to ruin the whole show?
Say it.
And he's got the clutch gene, too. That was amazing.
Yeah,
vote on it. I'm moving that one.
Yeah, move it on.
Why look at you sitting all cocky?
Look at all those. I don't know what to
Someone's
do.
Getting
I didn't even really comfortable. Actually, this is very strange. I don't know the right thing to do.
Now, a double Clemmer matchup. The Clemmer's fart noise. Ooh. Versus him knowing not Cable.
Oh my god.
God, dude.
Fuck.
Going to the semifinals.
Sister two networks was.
Yeah, that was unbelievable.
But that was a where were you moment.
Yeah.
I mean, I knew blew out a lung left.
All right, we're going to give him one more of each.
One more of each?
Someone give him a crazy show and someone make him fart.
Feel free to try to pick like a one seasoner.
Okay.
That's a really challenging probably.
Feel free.
Okay.
Single season 90s shows. That's like once I got canceled after.
I mean, this could stop me, but I'm just trying to.
My so-called life.
That's ABC.
Who was that? Was that him? That wins. That wins.
That was so good.
That sounded. I thought that was a real fart.
God damn. Okay. That is amazing.
All right. I think this one might get you. Living single.
Oh, that's Fox.
Fuck.
That's
I'm more impressed by this than the fart.
Why isn't this your dozen niche?
I also think he has less competition. There's less people doing this than are making fart noises with their mouth.
Yeah, I'm voting fart.
Maybe your flashlight is on.
Well, let's just do the vote. Tommy.
I'm going with the TV stations.
TV station. Nick.
Fart.
I had to work way harder at the fart. Like the TV stuff is what from living in the 90s, like and just like memorizing stuff. But I spent years mastering that. So I'm gonna fart.
Fart?
Yeah, I mean, we all mentioned that usually you hear the fart noise, you think of typical movie theater fart. That's what most people are doing when you think fart. He's going authentic. I'm going fart.
You should get a job as a voice actor for just farts.
This show was canceled after one episode.
Oh.
Lawless.
I don't know. For some reason, I don't. This is a the other ones I knew. This is a total guess. I'm probably wrong. I'm gonna say Fox. I'm probably wrong.
It's Fox.
Holy shit! Actually,
yeah. I don't know.
Starring Brian Bosworth.
Wow. Yeah, that was a guess. The other ones I knew. That just sounded Fox. Yes.
One season, American Gothic.
American Gothic.
One season, 1995.
This is another guess here. ABC.
CBS.
Hey!
I've already got him.
Who's in there?
Art.
Nobody.
Who's in that?
He's getting cocky.
He's getting cocky.
Oh, someone asked for it.
No, I was voting fart.
Oh, okay. that was a request.
So you went with fart, right, KB?
The fart got me even after I knew he was doing it. So fart.
I just thought that one. Even I registered Nick saying fart. I also heard it as a request. Heard the fart and went, someone just farted. So it's fart for me.
I once farted in a grocery store and it's like a reverse.
I said, you sounded like
my
what's
fart
up?
Sounded like the word what. And my roommate was in the other aisle and he's like, he was talking about cereal and he's like, should I get Frosted Flakes? And I fart and he said it again. So I just farted. He goes, what?
To go into the finals against Compact Clemmer, Clemmer's fart noise or Clemmer stopping the gas.
They're both insane. Ironic.
Oh, the 28th was so big.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was so nuts.
That was insane. I mean, we have to do one more for each, I guess?
Yeah, I'm nervous.
Can someone else do it? Because I like
that type of
trust
fart?
Myself.
I don't know, but you're very good at the gas station.
I have a literal fart brewing, but I don't want to give anyone pink eye. But I think I could get...
Oh, yeah.
No, I can't perform under pressure. I can't. Okay, so should we do it one more time? Just for this matchup?
Yeah.
Up on the number?
Plumber, well, you're short on cash. $7. At the gas station tank. Kyle?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
You sped up too.
I was fast. Yeah. Sped up too. Me off guard a little bit. I'm not gonna.
Tommy gets so much sadder every time.
I don't. I'll be honest. I don't understand that one. It feels like KB just stops talking.
I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Kyle just stops saying. Stops talking.
I think that's a duo skill.
No, Kyle, you just don't have to say any numbers afterwards.
The fart thing for me was...
The fart is so much more impressive.
A lot of work put into
it. Yes.
Yeah, I was just stopping at the number regardless.
Yeah, like, I appreciate that.
I don't know how...
That one was never impressive.
I don't know how
people... I like to play along.
So, fart or gas? Ironic again, but...
I'm going fart.
Fart?
I could tell Clemmer's been holding the fart for just before he could drive. I'm going fart.
Fart.
Yeah, fart. I mean,
fart. Fart. I'm ready for the fart versus compact.
Fart versus final. Compact.
Can you?
Something.
You're gonna have to perform both
at the same time.
I can do. I think I can do both at the same time.
No,
No. Let's get Clemmer to be compact in the middle of the room.
Yeah.
And then we'll just go tell somebody like, "Hey, can you go check out Clemmer?" If they go talk to you, you fart noise back, and we see what gets the better reaction.
Mm-hmm.
So you're probably just in the middle.
Wait,
there.
What?
In a compact.
So you want him sitting here in the compact?
Yeah.
And call someone.
Just be like, "Hey, come check Clemmer out."
And then he'll look at Clemmer. He'll do the fart. And then we ask him which thing was more impressive.
Are we getting two different people or same person?
I don't know. Right? We can get two people.
I think it'd be funny to get two different people and just be like, what do you think of this?
Yeah.
Like one for each.
Right. Get in position.
I mean, obviously.
So it's almost more impressive when they see me get into position.
Yeah.
So when they come
start
in.
Standing and then I shrink down.
And then you make the noise when you get to the
bottom. We have two variables here, but I think that's okay.
Well, people are going to think all right.
Yeah. I'm going to think what?
I think people will be so
for the podcast listeners, he's not actually farting.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think just bringing one person for each and saying, what do you think?
Yeah. All right,
just
Nate,
seeing what
Nate's
gets the bigger
in.
Yeah. This is good.
Nate and Ebo and Malisek?
Got three. Okay.
Are we doing them all at
once, we're saying?
Or separately?
I think separately.
Separately? Yeah, separately. Okay.
You're just deciding.
You guys close the door.
Close your eyes. Turn away.
Yeah. Okay.
Two skills.
Wait, Nate. Okay,
so you're gonna
skill number one.
Yeah. So you're gonna view
what
two.
Is the more impressive skill?
Hey, turn around. Get those two to turn around.
Turn around.
You can't see it.
Seriously, you'll ruin the whole show.
Go in the room. Another room. You won't be able to put it out.
Yeah. That'd be a shame.
Okay, so
just
you're view
just
two...
react to what you're about to see. All right. Next, react to this.
Okay.
Wait here. You got it? Okay. That was the worst one, and it still got him.
That was a good one.
No, the worst one was the third one I did, I think.
All right, Nate. What's your final?
What's your final verdict? What's more impressive?
What's more impressive?
Oh, so I'm talking into it.
Jesus Christ, Tommy, figure it out.
I didn't hear you in my headphones.
Jesus, Tommy.
Which one's more impressive?
Yes.
I see number one again.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Gladly.
I'm Pat Clemmer. You bet.
Feel free to try it as well.
And also walk around.
I bet Nate would be pretty good at compact.
No.
Wait, should you look and see the profile too?
Do it from another angle for him.
Oh, yeah.
My God, yeah. Like, oh, that's good. Yeah.
Look, no, ass isn't on the ground.
Clemmer, are you in any pain? Any discomfort?
I knew it. It's impossible.
Not even discomfort. He's in comfort.
He said he could sit like this for hours.
And your ass cannot hit the floor.
Feet together. Nate, bad start.
Yeah?
No.
No, got to get that ass lower.
He's got
pretty good.
Close. But no, your ass is touching your ankles.
It's not bad, but Clemmer's so much bigger than you and so much smaller.
Yeah.
It's actually great. Like, yours was pretty good.
Yeah, yours
is
the best in the group.
It's a great comparison because Clemmer's a lot bigger.
He's just talking down to him.
Yeah. This was definitely good, man. As he's in the pose.
All right, so wait. The point is, which one of these is more impressive?
I'd like to see Clemmer do, like, three push-ups.
I can do push-ups.
What is this?
What is this?
Holy shit.
One.
All right.
I mean, the man can do fucking everything.
I'll do the.
What can he do? I think the fart was.
Fart.
Yeah.
Right. Fart. Okay. Send in the next person.
I will.
Send them both.
Send them. Yeah.
I don't know what.
I don't think we need to do this three times, probably, but.
I wouldn't mind.
I don't think. All right. Ebo. We have Ebo and Malisite coming in. All right. Fellas. All right. So you're going to. You guys, we're gonna show you something. You're gonna have to tell us which one you find more impressive. All right. So first thing,
okay.
Clemmer, do your thing.
Spin, spin.
Wait, show him the side angle.
Another angle.
Walk around.
Oh, he can spin.
Okay.
Okay.
Right, any issues? Any issues?
Now, ask him if he's uncomfortable. No, he's comfortable.
Fine.
He said he could stay like that for hours.
All right, now.
Mind you, Clemmer's 6'2".
43.
Don't rush this, Clemmer. Don't rush this.
Don't rush this.
Okay, watch it. Really. Nice deep breath.
Do whatever you have to do.
Nice deep breath. All right. The mic's right there. Which one did you guys find more impressive? Just saying into the mic.
I mean, the fart was great.
Fart was great.
Fart rocked.
Ebo?
I'm gonna be honest. I liked the squat a little bit.
Wow!
Hey. I'll pack Clemmer.
Nobody else do the squat?
No, try.
Try. Right. It's a try.
Be together, Jake.
Yeah. Not even close.
You're switching.
My answer. That's way cooler.
Switch.
Oh, compact Clemmer.
That's insane.
Wow. Wow. This is.
Yeah, try. I just want to know. Like, could we do a timer and have him actually try to do that for a full day?
Oh yeah, no. I used to sit like that for hours as a kid. I can do it for.
I think we need to keep bringing
not
more people in here.
Like yes. if you come in tomorrow and do that for like the full day, I'd be very impressed.
I mean, I could. It's not the most ideal.
He'll be bored.
Yeah, it's like, but I mean, I can do it for forever. You know,
the fart. When you do the fart, though, it does initially get a bigger pop.
Yeah,
the fart
yeah,
of gets course. A, they get a little confused when you get compact.
They do. Yeah. It doesn't look as.
I think it's an ode to the compactness because
yeah,
I've
never seen anything like it.
I want to hear it one more time.
The fart.
It's hard. I think I know what I'm voting for.
I see that.
You changed the variation.
Can you do
that
both?
Was the one.
Can you do both at once?
Yeah.
So wait, do it on the chair.
What a stupid
do it on the chair.
Question.
So we can hear it. Do it on the chair or something.
No, he can. We'll hear it. Well,
for the mic.
Oh.
Whoa. That was the best one. He said,
that was a pretty good one.
That was a really good one.
I was happy with that one, yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah, that last. The two before that I didn't love.
I think it's the fart.
I think it's the fart.
All right, we're just going to.
No, because I'm voting compact.
Well, here we go.
Well, Tommy, you're first.
I think the fart gets more of a wow reaction every time. What about the pop?
What?
What about the pop?
I'm interested to hear everyone out.
He's the best at doing the compact.
I can be a
the
pro.
Fart.
At
I've never. I think it's a very good fart. I think it's an incredible fart noise. I think the compact he has less competition for. Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. Competition's everybody. Everyone in theory could do this.
Yeah. Fair counterpoint. I just think that not a lot of people have tried to do that. Whereas a lot of people have tried to make fart noises with their mouth, and you're better at that. Give me one more fart noise.
That's the fart.
I'm going compact.
Compact Clemmer.
I don't think Clemmer should be allowed to vote.
Yeah, I don't think so. I'll let these guys count as my vote, maybe.
You need a combined votes, but I guess your combined vote would be compact Clemmer because that's what you landed on, right?
Conflict of interest, right?
But 2-1, you're 2-1, you're compact Clemmer.
Plenty? I'm gonna go fart, dude.
Gonna go fart. We're 2-2.
I don't think he could be much better at the compact. But the fart was just special. I think it was. Fuck. I'm going the fart.
The fart.
I can see that. I can see the, if I can make a hockey comparison, I can see the compact is like the 2011 Vancouver Canucks, which is just an unbelievable team. Yep. Incredibly talented.
I was thinking the exact same.
Yeah, me too.
And then the fart is just the 2011 Boston Bruins. There's just something special about them. They got no business winning, but guess what, baby? The fart is lifting the cup.
Wow. Fart winning the cup. What a special one. That's episode 76 of The Bracket. Thanks so much for listening. Congratulations. Clemmer.
Try to guess what the category was.
He has no idea what it is. No idea what the category is.
You could go pro at.
Yeah.
Clemmer was the final four. Yeah.
He was all four.
Clemmer was all four final fours.
It's the worst hour and a half of my life.
Do the stop gas. Give him the stop gas real quick.
Clemmer can stop gas on the even number very quickly.
So,
like, act like you're pumping gas. Say a number. Like, how much money?
Count up to 18.
No. Let KB count to. Yeah. Wait. Pick a different number.
Let's say you're getting $23 worth of gas.
23.
Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22.
Oh, we
fucked up. What the fuck? Man, I was going to stop at 23 regardless.
That's like when it hits 99, you're like, fuck.
Damn.
The other one is you can name any 90s sitcom and he'll
TV show.
TV show and he'll name the network.
Has to be network show, though.
This was very important. You got every single one.
You got Moesha.
No, you got to name the...
Name, just name a show.
Yeah.
But that was right.
Can we tell fights to move?
Fights.
Yeah, you're standing just right in the way.
There's no way I'll be able to. I can't even think of a show that's so. He got every one, man. Oh, I'm don't even know the network. I'll look up the network.
I'm looking up the name of the show.
All right, see the fights.
Hey.
You gotta shake his hand.
Gotta shake his hand.
Fuck you.
Tommy, one day,
honestly,
one day if you work hard, you can be funny.
Honestly, we gave him the full gamut.
Yeah.
There's no show we didn't name.
Well, that's on Fox.
Right?
Where's... Oh!
Ooh.
Oh!
He got a couple wrong.
Yes. Anyway. Oh,
the UPN and WB's tricks me up. Mm. They are network, though.
What's UPN?
Clemmer's kind of choking under the pressure.
He is. Clemmer, you're kind of choking.
Should have went out on top.
Yeah, we got to cut this earlier.
I'm still...
Yeah. It's basically a contract year. Like,
yeah.
He's like, oh, yeah. All right, but anyway, that's episode 76 of Breck. We'll be back next week with a new topic.